The departure of Egypt's embattled president Hosni Mubarak sent markets higher today. As word of his resignation got out around 11 o'clock this morning, there was a discernible spike in the Dow Jones. And after trading higher earlier in the day, crude oil fell more than a dollar to $85.61 a barrel. The Obama administration pulled the curtain back today on its plans for ending government custodianship of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the troubled mortgage giants. Rather than making a single recommendation, the administration is offering Congress three paths ahead, ranging from almost no government involvement in the mortgage market to a direct but limited role in guaranteeing some loans. Administration officials said the proposals will end the hybrid model of public-private companies that left the public on the hook for billions when Fannie and Freddie failed. Finally, a new survey reveals consumer confidence rising to its highest level in 8 months. The report from Thomson Reuters and the University of Michigan says optimism about the economy ticked up between January and February among the consumers it spoke with. Nevertheless, Americans are concerned about inflation and don't expect a lot of new jobs to be created anytime soon. In trading today, the Dow gained 44 points to close at 12,273. For the week, the index gained 181 points. The Nasdaq ticked up 19 points today, ending at 2809. And the S&P 500 rose at 7 points to 1329. This week, news that the New York Stock Exchange is in advanced talks to be purchased by a German bidder with much fanfare. Prosecutors charged three more hedge fund managers with insider trading. And in Queens, the city unveiled plans for a huge new affordable housing complex aimed at middle-class New Yorkers. We'll review the week's business and economic news with Greg David, director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. So the New York Stock Exchange is an American icon. Thursday's New York Post included the headline, Wallstrasse. Do New Yorkers have anything to fear if a German company takes it over?
No, and this story occasioned such hand-wringing in a Wall Street Journal sentence which said, it's a body blow to New York. We're not losing one of the mainstays of the New York financial community. We're losing one of the dying institutions. The exchange business isn't what it was. The New York Stock Exchange trades only about a third of all the stocks in the country, and only a fifth of those are traded on the floor. There's no money in trading stocks anymore. As a matter of fact, the fourth biggest trader of stocks has its offices in an office park off the New Jersey Turnpike. That's what kind of business it is these days.
And also this week, the U.S. attorney in Manhattan announced new arrests in his probe of insider trading in the hedge fund industry. Two of those charged formerly worked at SAC Capital Advisors, a huge Connecticut hedge fund. The U.S. attorney, Preparar, made sure that the media were there when he made his announcement. Why does he think this is an especially big deal?
Well, it's a big deal because SAC is a big deal. It's one of the biggest hedge funds, around $16 billion under management. And the U.S. attorney is making a point here. He has become very close to arguing that the hedge fund business is just an illegal scam, that they're not good traders. They just have inside information, which they're paying people at publicly held companies to leak to them. If he can bring down SAC, which seems to be in his sights, it will send a big message. Now, SAC says it's done nothing wrong. The people who work there who are being charged were rogue employees that violated its rules. So we'll have to see. But it's not just SAC. It's not just some illegal traders. He's coming very close to saying the whole industry is corrupt.
This week, Mayor Bloomberg broke ground on a huge rental housing development, 5,000 units in Hunters Point, Queens, on the East River. The mayor said the views are spectacular. The transportation is first class. It's an area that just cried out for development. Why is the city so eager to put up several residential towers in this former industrial district?
It's more than that. The city policy under Bloomberg has been for affordable housing for people at the lower end of the scale. This is the first project for middle-class housing. You can make up to $100,000+ to live there. And it hasn't been easy. You know, it's not a shift in strategy. They've been trying to do this for years. I was once talking to former Deputy Mayor Dan Doktoroff when one of the big real estate developers came by. And Doktoroff stopped talking to me to try to interest him in this project with no success. Also, it's very significant that Related got this deal because Related is the real estate company that's going to lease a big store to Walmart. And the mayor sent a message here. If you think you can punish Related, I'm here to protect them.
Lastly, could there be new life for the now-dead ARC tunnel between New Jersey and Midtown? Amtrak is proposing spending $50 million to study a project that could eventually cost $13.5 billion. After Governor Christie killed the tunnel plan, could Amtrak be a better developer than the state of New Jersey?
No. This story had no substance to it. Let me tell you why. Amtrak doesn't have the money. The Republicans in Congress today, this week, decided to go for $100 billion in cuts. You can be sure Amtrak is the target. Now, the Democratic senators are the ones who are going to try to protect Amtrak. Amtrak coughed up $50 million as a thank you.
Greg David, Director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to WNYC's Financial 411. You can hear this program as a podcast. Just go to WNYC.org.